All right, we are getting underway from out here at Cape Buffalo. Fall Frito will be at Sports Clips tomorrow, in fact. He'll be there from noon until 2. Yes.
Frito.
I guess that means we can expect him in total fall mode.
Well, surely he's not in fall mode today.
Well, I don't know. They say Fall Frito. I believe it's Fall Frito. Anyway, that's at the Bush and North Garland Avenue in Garland. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, and haircuts are $9.95 and still until 2 o'clock. Go see Fall Frito at Sports Clips in Garland tomorrow from noon to 2. All right, we've been listening to these political ads that ran during presidential campaigns in days of yore. We got a couple more of those today, right?
Yeah, by the way, did you see the new Bush ad? The anti-carry ad, obviously, where they show a pack of wolves kind of descending upon this camera that's sitting there, and they're acting like those are terrorists that are going to be invading our borders. That's the whole ploy.
No.
Yeah. It's really good. I mean, if you're from a commercial standpoint.
Can anybody just come on and talk about how great they are and what they're going to do? Does it always have to be bashing somebody else and how horrible they are?
And do we really think that if Kerry's elected that the borders are going to be wide open and here come the terrorists? I mean, by the way, let's just open the borders up and whoever wants to come in can. I don't care.
God.
Middle Easterns, doesn't matter. Anyway, we're up to 1980. We've listened to all the elections since 1960. We're to the Reagan-Carter election of 1980. And I guess, I obviously don't remember much about then. I was still a little kid. But the issues of the day were, at the time, were the hostages, mm-hmm. I guess, first and foremost.
Right.
Maybe second, the inflation or energy crisis. Was that still going on?
That was kind of waning a little bit. It was starting to, anyway. The heyday for that was like the late 70s, 77, okay. 78, around then.
Okay. Well, the hostage situation was,
that was huge.
I do remember that.
The Iranian hostage situation.
444 days, and Reagan cut a deal with him.
I know. How did that happen?
Well,
I still
because don't... he's smart. He cut a deal with him.
The show which, or the situation which spawned Nightline.
Yeah. America held hostage.
Your kid, I didn't know that's what, how
yeah,
Nightline
started,
came
yeah.
over here. I had no idea.
They did it.
Yeah,
I mean,
ABC decided to run a 30-minute news special on that every night.
Every night. They did it for 444 straight days.
Just on that?
Yeah, day 386.
And was there news every day?
Every day. Or they'd make news. That's seriously what Nightline came from.
God, it's kind of like having the Cowboy Channel on a Tuesday on a bye week. Not much to talk about every day, it seems like.
But well, they make something.
Yeah.
You got to remember, that was before CNN or any of the other 24-hour news channels.
Right.
So, you know, people were interested. I mean, that was a big story. You're too young to remember, but them holding American hostages, that was a big, big deal.
I just remember,
it cost Carter the election.
Yeah, I know that. But I just remember the ribbons being tied everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I remember. I just...
There was a Christmas tree somewhere that they never lit until the hostages were released. It was decorated, but it was never... Where was that at, Runs? Was that in...
My house.
Yeah, Run, with the spool and the...
Right.
And the blocks.
Right, the bricks and boards.
Oh, that was 1980. Were you in your apartment of fun over there, of no AC?
Yeah.
Were you?
I was getting there.
Now, is this your first election to vote in?
Yes, it would have been. Yeah, because I turned 18 in 78, so this would have been the first one.
Did you vote? Do you remember?
Yes. Oh, I thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you vote for?
Jimmy Carter.
Who'd you vote for?
Carter? John Anderson.
You did?
I sure
you voted
did.
For the independent?
I sure did.
Boy, what a rebel he was. What a just left-wing, fading hippie you were.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
off the pigs.
Yeah, still in 1980. That's great.
You know what? I might have voted for Reagan.
Well, John Anderson made a lot of sense, though.
You know what? He
did. I do remember John Anderson got like 2% of the votes.
Maybe I voted for Reagan because, you know, my dad was a big Democrat.
Obviously, it meant a lot to you, and it was the greatest thing you have ever done.
I voted for Carter. I did vote for Carter.
Well, let's listen to a couple of...
I loved his brother.
A couple of Reagan spots. You like Billy Beer?
You bet. I've still got
Billy.
I've still got some.
Do you?
Yes, I do. We've got one can of it.
Something. This is the Reagan campaign as far as the Ayatollah goes and what he was saying at the time.
In a copyrighted story in the New York Times on October 27th, William Safire wrote, "The smoothest of Iran's diplomatic criminals was shown on American television this weekend, warning American voters that they had better not elect Ronald Reagan. Ayatollah Khomeini and his men prefer a weak and manageable U.S. president and have decided to do everything in their power to determine our election result." A reminder from Democrats for Reagan.
Now, Carter, the ones we couldn't find any hostage Ayatollah-type commercial.
Well, I'll tell you what really stands out about that commercial. That's obviously the professional debut of Charles Zampier.
He's a little more conservative back then, I think.
Yeah, Carter didn't want to mention the word hostage.
Things weren't going well.
They blamed him. They totally blamed him for that.
And was that right at the time?
No,
you couldn't blame him.
No, you could. I mean,
that's like blaming Bush, just Bush, for 9/11.
Yeah,
him, period.
It's about the same thing.
All right, this is the one that did a lot of damage. This is high-powered Democrat Ted Kennedy speaking out against Jimmy Carter.
I say it's time to say no more American hostages.
Did a lot of damage.
The time is now for strong leadership. Reagan for president.
See, that was one of the first times where the parties were really split. You know, I mean, there was a split in the Democratic Party at the time.
Yeah, and didn't Reagan just absolutely destroy Carter? I mean, it wasn't even...
It was a rout. It was a pretty decisive victory because, at the time, the inflation rate was through the roof, but people could not get the images of those blindfolded hostages out of their mind.
Yeah.
I don't know, once I saw that spot, I had a hard time getting the image of Ted Kennedy's bulbous alcoholic nose out of mine.
Do you think that only hours before he slammed about 10 pints?
Well, listen to him. Listen how drunken he sounds.
I say it's time to say no more American hostages.
Okay. Is not all of America saying that?
He sounds like the professor.
Stand back, burrito. Stand back, burrito.
Yeah, I understand the professor has a rather enlarged bulbous alcoholic nose.
He does. Boy, and it is growing by the day, too.
Now, Jimmy Carter didn't have a chance. I mean, he came from nowhere in 76, and then he didn't have a chance in 80.
Well, here's his slam on Reagan as far as nuclear weapons goes.
I and all my predecessors have had a deep commitment to controlling the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
What?
In countries
when the subject is nuclear proliferation, a president or a candidate must speak with absolute accuracy. He must also be able to remember what he has said.
When Governor Reagan has been asked about that, he makes a very disturbing comment that non-proliferation or the control of the spread of nuclear weapons is none of our business.
I have never made the statement that he suggested about nuclear proliferation and nuclear...
But listen to Governor Reagan last January in Jacksonville.
I just don't think that it's any of our business. Unilaterally, the United States seem to be the only nation in the world that's trying to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
In this debate, in this whole campaign, Governor Reagan has changed important positions to get votes and then blandly tried to wipe out the earlier position. Which Ronald Reagan should we believe?
I think Carter lost the election with that campaign, that ad right there, because he couldn't say nuclear. He said nuclear.
Boy, he has more trouble with that than anybody. He doesn't say nuclear.
He says nuclear.
He says nuclear.
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 Play it. You can hear it at the very beginning.
Nuclear.
I and all my predecessors have had a deep commitment to controlling the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
Nuclear.
He has more trouble with that than anybody I've ever heard.
Nuclear.
I mean, we've all heard guys say nuclear.
Like Bush.
Bush says nuclear.
Nuclear.
How can you make that mistake?
I don't know. Is it that hard of a word?
Guys do it over and over again, so it must be.
Nuclear. All right. And here he is interviewing some California people on how they feel about Ron Reagan.
I just can't imagine him being president. It's too complex a job.
Yeah, I'd hate to see him involved in a Near East peace discussion or Seoul 3 agreement and come up with one of these ill-informed, shoot-from-the-hip types of comments.
When I go into the polling booth on November 4th, I'm not just going to think of the politics. I got to think of my family.
Two men are the real contenders for the presidency today. The people of California remember one of them quite well.
Ronald Reagan is not... is not a man that I would want leading our country for any period of time.
Ronald Reagan is not a leader.
I think he would have gotten us into a war right by this time. Carter certainly hasn't.
It wasn't until President Carter came that we really had, for the first time, peace between Egypt and Israel.
I think it's a big risk to have Reagan as president. Reagan scares me. He really scares me.
I think I've got to vote for Jimmy Carter, really.
On November 4th, re-elect President Carter.
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
Of course.
A failed campaign slogan.
Well, maybe somebody should adapt that. Maybe it's time for that campaign slogan to come around again.
Unfortunately, President Carter did not make the call, and Ron Reagan did.
You know, Tony, he didn't have a chance.
I know. I
mean, he wasn't for everyone.
With the economy and... inflation and the hostages.
I mean,
there's no way. He was not going to get elected.
Did he have less of a chance than President Ford did running against Carter after Watergate and all that, and how no one trusted the Republicans?
About like that.
Yeah.
It was about like that.
Wow.
It's all timing. That's why when they bring...
Now, he might have had more of a chance than Michael Dukakis did.
Yeah.
Dukakis, but not by much.
Michael Dukakis lost it when he... put on that stupid-looking helmet and got in that tank. Remember that ad, Rhines?
Yeah.
That's when he lost it.
He lost it when he refused to trim his eyebrows. What a monkey he looked like.
That's how come then, like, in the next week, like about this time next week when they find Bin Laden?
You think they will?
Yeah. You think Gore, you think that Kerry's going to have a shot then?
They're not going to find Bin Laden next week.
Oh, they've got him pinned up somewhere. They're just waiting for the right time.
Don't rule it out.
4 days before the election.
Don't rule it out.
Okay, you know, a week before the election, if someone would have said, oh, they've already negotiated a deal to release the hostages, you know, Reagan's already done that.
Was that a week before the election that we found out about that?
They released them the day he was inaugurated.
The day he was, yeah.
I know, but did we know that at the time going into the election?
Deal?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, then it didn't do him any good as far as the election went.
He still had a fiduciary responsibility to the American people.
Exactly, Mike.
Thank you.
All right.
Right.
Well, boy, that just kind of deflated everything, didn't it?
Well, I didn't know if fiduciary meant good or bad.
I don't know what douchey means. Douchey.
Well, just remember, the first word in fiduciary is douche. It is 3:51 here on the ticket.